The question is regarding the actual sort of instrument choice in live versus recording. Sum it up, okay? I've got, you know, about this one, and which is a newer Bourgeois that I've had. And I've done a lot. Most of the recordings I've ever done, I've used this one as far as really in the bluegrass and flat pick world. I've got another 1940 Martin D28. Sometimes, you know, if I've got, I'm in a period right now where I'm doing a lot of traveling, and I won't bring that one out, mainly just for just the safety of it and the insurance factor. But as far as the choice of recording, a lot of it depends on what I'm going to be playing. This is not the Banjo Killer. This is number two in the Bourgeois acquisition. And this is the first one he made, and this is one I used on the all the Ricky Skaggs stuff. So I've had it about 13 years or so, and it's really turned into a great guitar. It was weird. It kind of went through a period for about 2 or 3 years where I didn't think it was really doing all it was capable of doing, and I took it on the road last year with Chris Thiele, and that was part of a choice of just wanting something on the road for 5 weeks that I didn't have to worry about too much, you know. And from just, actually we were up here, started in Buffalo in February and worked our way to Boston, if you can imagine a route like that in February.
Yep.
But anyway, just having this guitar on the road, it really opened up, and it's turned into one of my favorite guitars. I'm actually favoring this one right now over the Martin, as far as a choice to play anything for me. And I've got, you know, other guitars, depending on, again, what I'm playing. I've got some old Gibsons and some other stuff. So mainly the choice for me, to answer the question, is depends on what I'm going to be doing. If I were playing a traditional bluegrass show, I might bring out the old Martin, you know.
I've been using this Colling since September when I got it. I have a 50s Martin D28, and I use that actually a lot for recording. But I don't worry too much, I guess, about that guitar as far as traveling. But we started using pickups with the mics, and I didn't want to put a pickup into the Martin. So
that's a big factor. I didn't think about that.
So I actually record with this sometimes as well, more because I'm just more comfortable on it, I think, because I use it more live. And
I think the goal is to find, I mean, it'd be great to have one guitar that did everything. And for bluegrass and electric, I mean, I've got two. I've narrowed it down to two, but it's still tough sometimes.
I typically play actually an archtop, kind of semi-electric 1948, 150, typically on stage and recording. And this guitar is actually what we bring around on the road with us. It's actually a really great guitar for a lot of different styles. And it's a Bourgeois. And we actually have a fight. We try to fit everything in the van before we go out on the road forever. And we actually kind of squabbled a little bit about bringing a Del Arte Gypsy guitar or this guitar. It was one or the other. And this guitar won out. So I guess that's a... When we were playing Jetendre, I was wishing we had the Gypsy guitar, but that's okay. But this one's actually just kind of a road guitar, and it's actually great for a lot of different things. It's great for kind of the Hank Williams strumming country guitar or flat picking. It seems to work out pretty well. It kind of cuts through, and I like it a lot for kind of finger style stuff and kind of Reverend Gary Davis and things like that, which we might get to at some point or something. So,
yeah.
All right. We'll do one. Actually, learned from Blind McTell, I think. I think some group from the South kind of jazzed it up and made a hit out of it or something. Called the Marshall Tucker Band, the Allman Brothers or something. Yeah. It's called a Statesboro Blues. Yeah. So put this little cheater on.